We sometimes feel like we know public figures based on a singular role or performance, but what else can we find if we dig a little deeper? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews three new memoirs that prove there's always something new to learn. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Perhaps you think of him as the evil Hannibal Lecter, but that is only the most well-known of the scores of characters the Welsh actor Anthony Hopkins has created in more than six decades on stage and screen. Now close to 90 and still working, his memoir, We Did Okay, Kid, has quite a story to tell, one that is as much about his evolution as a human being as it is about his art. For many years, he admits, he was a cold, shut-down, generally nasty booze hound who only after getting sober in his late 30s began to find his core of kindness and humanity and make peace with his past. He has a lot to teach us about wounded, difficult men and how they can heal. Similarly, though his appearance as Dr. Frank N. Furter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show is likely the first thing people think of when they think of Tim Curry, it is only one of many landmark roles in a distinguished resume. His memoir Vagabond begins with his appearance in the original 1968 London production of Hair and continues at a breakneck pace for over 50 years. Curry offers readers a backstage pass to productions ranging from Amadeus and Travesties to Muppet Treasure Island. Myriad fascinating tidbits about Rocky Horror include this typically brusque and funny passage. People often ask me for my opinion about why audiences keep coming back to this outrageous film. How has it proven to have such endurance, which has allegedly changed people's lives? What made it such a sensation? His answer? Nobody effing knows. Though the still ongoing midnight showings, he points out, are a guaranteed weekly party for which you don't need an invitation or a date. The book is entertaining, briskly paced, and well worth reading. Probably the most elegant and eloquent book of this trio, Waiting on the Moon, is by a far less well-known person, Peter Wolfe. A kid from the Bronx whose dad was also a talented vocalist, Wolfe is best known as the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band from 1967 to 1983, but also had a solo career and studied painting in Boston before he was a musician. He was married to actress Faye Dunaway during the peak of her career. Among many interesting photos is a poolside shot titled The Morning After. The two of them, with her Oscar, scattered newspapers, and a copy of Love in the Ruins by Walker Percy. The chapters focus on a wide variety of cultural figures with whom Wolfe has crossed paths. Musical greats from Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker to Van Morrison and Mick Jagger, but also Eleanor Roosevelt, Alfred Hitchcock, Robert Lowell, Julia Child, Tennessee Williams, and more. Describing Dylan playing It's a Hard Rain Gonna Fall for the first time in a nearly empty New York club, quote, "In one seismic moment, he had brought us into new and unexplored terrain, just as Picasso helped radically reshape the landscape of modern painting with Les Demoiselles d'Avignon. On setting up a recording session with Merle Haggard, quote, I could not have prepared a bank heist with greater attention to detail. His writing, his powers of observation and recollection, and his self-presentation are all completely charming."
The books are We Did Okay, Kid by Anthony Hopkins, Vagabond by Tim Curry, and Waiting on the Moon by Peter Wolfe. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.